My sisters and brothers, Lent is a time of grace and challenge, a time to experience God's great gift of faith in greater and fuller ways. In our gospel, Jesus went into the desert to pray. While in the desert, Jesus undergoes a series of temptations to all the allurements of this world. Jesus survives this period of trial. Angels, we are told, came to wait on him. Jesus is now ready to go forth to preach and teach, to bless and heal. God has tested the world as well. In our first reading, we heard that the world's people refused to listen to God. The great flood came because the world was not up to the test of God. Yet Noah and his family lived in God's presence. They survived their period of trial. And because of the faithfulness of Noah, God made a covenant with mankind to never again destroy the world by a great flood. In our daily living, we encounter many challenges and sometimes great trials. Like Jesus' journey to the desert, our Lenten journey will hopefully make us better disciples, better witnesses of God's love, compassion, and forgiveness. All lives are filled with challenges. There are challenges at work. There are challenges at school. There are challenges in life with problems, illness, suffering, and death. How do we handle these challenges? The answer is to go like Jesus into the desert. The strength to face life's trials and challenges is found in prayer, fasting, and works of mercy, the traditional Lenten observances. None of these works change God, for our God is all-knowing, all-loving, and immutable. But through the power of prayer, fasting, and works of mercy, we change. Yes, you and I change. And we can learn to accept accept life's challenges and, more importantly, God's will in our lives. Through our challenges, we grow. Through prayer, we learn acceptance. My sisters and brothers, let us begin our Lenten journey by traveling to the desert, a place of prayer, solitude, and challenge. A place that helps us to grow and accept the will of God in our lives. A place where through prayer, fasting, and works of mercy, we will be transformed. Where we will be strengthened to meet the challenges of living our Catholic faith in the world as faith-filled disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.